morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you back again this morning. I want to talk a little bit today, something that's a little off the beaten path, I guess, but I don't guess you'd hear it spoken much in any of the churches around. But I want to talk a little bit about a college play that happened in Jacksonville, Illinois. My daughter goes to college there. She's a sophomore. And my wife and my mother-in-law, my daughter's grandmother, went down this past Saturday evening to watch a play that my daughter was in. And when they got home that night, they both were appalled at what the play was like. The way they explained it to me, it was just full of cursing and that type of thing, adult language. And I asked, "Well, bad stuff?" They said, "Well, yeah." And it was plumb full of the things with the F word and all kinds of stuff like that. And it just appalled me to hear about this. And I must say, I haven't had a chance to talk to my daughter yet down in college, but I certainly will about participating in such a endeavor. I'm not proud of her at all. I know the Lord's not proud of her, and it's something we're going to have to talk about. You know how 19-year-old teenagers can be. They think they're all grown up and can do their own thing. And she certainly wasn't raised to be like that. But my main emphasis on talking about this is that what in the world is any college having a play performed by college students who are still teenagers with that type of language and filth? It amazes me. And this college, by the way, this college was a college founded by the Methodist Church. Seemed to be a nice little college. It's a small college. But like the rest of the world today, it seems that just anything goes. And that's amazing to me. I mean, it just really is amazing to me. The morals in this country, my friends, there's just not hardly any there anymore. It's just, it flabbergasts me at what people will say, what they'll do, and the topics and subjects that people will talk about. I'm just amazed by it all. In school, you couldn't say darn without being in trouble when I was in school. You couldn't chew gum. You couldn't wear your shirt outside your pants. You couldn't have hair down on the collar of your shirt. You had to have a belt in your pants. You couldn't go to school without a belt. You had to have your shirts buttoned up. They had to be button-up shirts. We didn't wear T-shirts to school. You know, they're just those things. And they taught us some values back in those days. And in today's society, it seems that the values are just whatever goes. That to me is one of the most amazing things. It's just whatever is. Was sitting, watching a little bit of TV with my father-in-law the other night while my wife and mother-in-law were gone to this play. And, was watching some news. I don't remember what channel or anything, but anyway, there's a story about a girl in a high school, and she appeared to be doing some good things. She was a young girl, 16 years old. Sad to say, she had big tattoos on her arms and stuff, but she evidently had a better outlook than most of those around her did. But they had one of the teachers on. And the teacher was sitting there in a pair of blue jeans and a pullover t-shirt, long hair, long beard, and that guy's supposed to be setting an example. Now, maybe I'm wrong, or maybe call me old-fashioned if you want to, that's perfectly all right. But to me, what kind of an example does it set for anybody, for any kid? If the teachers look like one of the kids, then evidently it's just that whatever the kids are doing is okay. You know, you follow what I'm trying to say here. I know I'm fumbling around, but it just, there's no pride in who you are, what you are, no morals. It's just, like I said, it's just a anything goes society today. I believe with all my heart that part of the problem in the world today is the changes that have been allowed to be taken place in the school systems in America. It's terrible what you see in these schools. Principals, superintendents walking down the halls in, you know, pullover shirts and blue jeans and trying to be walk around with spiky haircuts, trying to be the kids' best buddies and best friends. You know, you don't get any respect when you're like that. The kids say, oh, I love Mr. So-and-so. I love Mr. He's like one of us. Well, he's not supposed to be like one of you. He's supposed to be an example for what you should grow up to want to be like. But how can you want to grow up to be like somebody if they're like you are now? That means you're going to grow up to be a teenager for the rest of your life, I guess. That's your model there. You know, that's your hero. I mean, does it make any sense to anybody out there what's going on in this world as far as morals and it's an anything goes society? It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And I know this kind of stuff's been on going on for years, been going on for centuries, but it's gotten so bad that now everybody's got a blind eye to everything that goes on anymore. Nowadays, it's, well, if you don't like that kind of stuff, you don't have to watch it. Or if you don't like this, you don't have to participate. So what's it to you what other people do? All these kind of things. And it's terrible. There's no morals in this country, and there's no guidelines for moral activities. It's sad. It really is sad. And I watch it all over in every aspect of life in this country and other countries. But, you know, I live in America, United States of America. And so that's what I see the most of is things that go on around here. You know, I watch it in the churches. I watch it in businesses. And speaking of churches, remember, yeah, I know you're going to say, oh, you're just old fashioned. You're not with the times. Well, let me tell you something. I can remember back in the days when preachers wore a shirt and a tie and a jacket and a pair of suit pants. And, you know, you had respect for that person. You had admiration for that person. You felt like that he was a man of God, not just because of his clothes. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. A lot of you are out there right now going, oh, well, you know, now you're just wanting to go by appearance. No, it's not just appearance, but appearance is part of it. When you dress like you have respect, people will show you respect. But I walk into some of these churches today, and some of the guys wear blue jeans. Some of them have on sandals with no socks. They got on slippers, you know, slip-on shoes with no socks, blue jeans or a pair of khaki pants sometimes, pullover T-shirts, regular old T-shirts. Some of the younger ones are wearing T-shirts with all kind of stuff all over them, and some of them wear a T-shirt with a button-up shirt over top of it, but the button-up shirt's unbuttoned and hanging loose and flopping around. They got hair halfway down their back. They act like, I don't know. It's disheartening. It's just disheartening. Call it old-fashioned if you want to. It's hard for me to respect somebody who shows no respect for themselves. And maybe that's what a lot of it is. Maybe that's like this play that was held at this college. My mother-in-law used to attend this same college when she was young. She graduated from the same college my daughter goes to. And she made the comment. She said, I was shocked, number one, that they would authorize them to go ahead and have that play with all the filth in it like that. But she said it was just knowing that the church was behind this school, because see, that just broke her heart, and she was appalled by it. You know, that it's part of the, you know, Methodist church, and she just was shocked that this college that originally was a all girls college, and now it's co-ed, but it's sickening. It's sickening what you see in these colleges anymore, folks. You know, they got co-ed dorms, you know, guys and girls in the same dorms, guys and girls, and some of them in the same rooms. You know, they're promoting sickness out there. You know, it's sickening. And I know people tell me, well, you know, you shouldn't worry about stuff like that. But I worry about stuff like that because it teaches bad morals. Christ did not put us on this earth to act that way. And I know there's a lot of folks out there say, well, you don't quote enough scripture. What good is it going to do me to quote scripture all the time? I'll be glad to quote whatever you want, but I'm talking about the moral demise of this country. We know what the Bible says. Anybody out there listening that's a Christian knows what the Bible says about this kind of activity. I'm telling you what's going on in some of these places so you guys can maybe get a handle on it. Maybe you can see a little bit about it. Number one, you can pray about these situations. But number two, you can try to make sure if it's going on in your neighborhood, you can maybe do something about it. I wish I'd have known ahead of time what kind of play this was going to be. I would have talked to the school about it. I would have called the college and talked to them and seen if I could have a meeting about what are you promoting here. My wife and mother-in-law had no idea what they was getting into. They both come back shocked and appalled by it. It was terrible. And I think that people need to understand that that's what's going on in this country of ours, the United States anyway. It's going on all over, but you know, I'm here in the United States of America, and I'm telling you people that's listening out there that are in the United States of America, your country's falling apart, folks. You need to get a handle on what is going on in your community so you can help have a better community and maybe be a part of something good and not promote this kind of trash and nonsense. The Lord did not put us here for this. You know it, I know it, and all you believers know it. Let's do something about it. When you hear about things just like I'm going to do, I'll write a nice letter to the college. I'll be decent about it, but I will let them know that, you know, my mother-in-law was appalled by it. My wife was appalled by it. My mother-in-law, being an alumni, was extremely appalled by it and ashamed of it. And they need to understand and hear that kind of stuff. And maybe it'll be something that'll make them stop and think about promoting that type of activity again. You know, it's wrong. No wonder these kids are having sex at these young ages. They just promote everything. It's sickening. You know, it's unbelievable what's going on out there in this world, folks. I've seen magazines that used to come in the mail that used to sell all these little knickknacks and whatnots and all, you know, you've seen them. You know what I'm talking about. There's just all kinds of little magazines out there that come that have all these gadgets in them and all that kind of stuff. You know, and oh man, that's cool stuff. Everything under $10 and just all kind of them kind of little catalogs. But now I don't know if business is slow or what, but now they got tons of sexual, things for adults in there. Clothing and sexual toys and all kinds of trash and immoral garbage. Where they used to have just stuff you could buy, you know, and magnifying glasses and just all kind of gadgety things that you might help you around the home or whatever. And now they're promoting all kind of sexual stuff. It's just sickening. What's going on in this world? What's going on with these places, these Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever it's called and places like that are promoting this stuff, and Home Depot promoting the gay society like it does, and all these kind of companies and people. What's happening in this country? I can tell you what's happening in this country. It's falling apart. Listen, it's been good to be with you today. I hope you'll come back. Join us tomorrow. We'll talk about something different. God bless each one of you. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do. And we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315. Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.